I had one of those nights of sleep, Doran, where you feel like you're half awake the whole time. Baby was crying. We're reaching the 4-month regression. You ever remember that?
Yes.
4-month sleep regression. Baby's been sleeping good, and now 4 months hits, and it's just chaos.
Yes.
The midday naps aren't what they used to be. We're messing around with the schedule. We're trying to figure it out. And then last night, I mean, she was up and then asleep and then up and then asleep and up and then asleep and up again. And my wife takes care of all that. She knows I got to do the show, but you get up when they get up.
Right.
You know how that goes.
Yeah.
And so every time I woke up, I would check the Pirates score, and I was getting more and more mad, and then I was so mad that I had a hard time going to sleep. They faced some guy with a 7.06 ERA, man, and they had two hits. Two measly hits, two ground ball hits. It's not just a couple of guys struggling in the Pirates lineup. It's just about everybody. So what can they do? We talked about Andy Haynes' role in all this in our first segment, and we're going to get back into the Steelers at 6:35. But we talked about Andy Haynes' role in this, Derek Shelton's role in this. They could call up some guys from AAA and get a little reinforcement here, and I think that they should. You've got Nick Gonzalez, who was part of that second base competition.
He was.
Who was the 8th overall pick, right, in the draft. He's hitting .385. He got 14 extra base hits in 22 games. He's got an OPS over 1,000. Why wouldn't you call that guy up? I would send Henry Davis down, too. Like, Henry Davis is not playing every day. Him and Joey Bart are rotating a little bit. Joey Bart, he's been pretty good for the Pirates.
Who would you bring up as backup catcher?
I would bring up Yasmani Grandal,
He's too. Ready?
He's played 6 AAA games. I'd get his butt up here, too.
Okay.
Now, Charrington talked about him on Sunday on the Ben Charrington Show right here on 93.7 The Fan. And there have been all those tornadoes out there in Omaha, in Nebraska, and Oklahoma. Like, those big, did you see any of those videos?
No.
Oh, my God. Like, what
was it like Wizard of Oz? Like,
bigger. I mean, people died. Like, it's very sad.
Wow.
But the Indianapolis Indians had to have a bunch of games canceled. And so these guys have been kind of sitting on ice a little bit for these last few days. They haven't been playing as regularly as they'd like. And so they want Yasmani Grandal to play 2 games back-to-back, catch 2 games back-to-back. And he hasn't been able to do that yet because of the weather circumstances. When he does, it sounds like he'll be up here. I would send Henry Davis down. You got Jiwon Bae hitting .378 in 10 games. We know he can steal bases. We know sometimes he does some dumb stuff on the base paths. So he'll get thrown out a fair amount. But you can't score right now. You got a guy hitting .378. You got a guy hitting .385. And they've asked each of these dudes to do a couple of things. They want to cut back on the strikeouts. Nick Gonzalez in 22 games has 17 strikeouts. That's not bad for him, especially. Jiwon Bae, the strikeout numbers have not necessarily been good, but he's walked 9 times in 10 games. You need something. I would not mind sending Jared Triolo down to AAA either. He's hitting .214. If he's not gonna hit for you, the defense hasn't been so spectacular. I understand he gives you some flexibility. I would send him down. I would call up Jiwon Bae. I would call up Nick Gonzalez. I would call up Yasmani Grandal.
Do you really think that those guys would be the fix or the Band-Aid, though?
I need to add,
there's a bigger issue here.
There's a much bigger issue. You are correct about that. A much bigger issue. Because they had a lot of these same problems last year.
And it's still early enough to not have to ignore that either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you could do. I don't get paid to do that, but I feel like it's still early enough in the season to actually do something about it.
Yeah, you're 30 games in, which means that the sample size isn't so small here that you shouldn't take anything away from the numbers. You absolutely can. But it's not like the season's lost.
Right.
So you need to do something. I am looking for a Band-Aid right now, though. You gotta stop the bleeding. The Pirates are gonna find themselves in irrelevancy land, man. Like, real quick here, they're 14-16. I earmarked Sunday's game as a sneaky big one for this club because you could have won the series. You had Jared Jones on the mound, and he wasn't his best, but he still gives you a shot to win. 5 innings, 3 earned runs. You only give up 3. You lose the ball game against a San Francisco team that's not lighting the world on fire. They've kind of been in the same relative spot that you have. And the reason I thought that was a big one, you would have won the series, you'd have felt good about yourself, and then you got Oakland. Oakland's no good. They're 13-17. And then you've got a couple of other teams here that aren't very good. Colorado, Los Angeles. LA's got some good players. You got Mike Trout, but like, come on. This should be a spot where the Pirates can string some wins together. You can't let this thing slip away right now. You just can't. I know Paul Skeens could be up here soon. We'll get to him in a minute, but you need to hit the baseball. The problem ain't the pitching staff. Mm-hmm. Bullpen's left some wins on the table. That's not good, but I expect them to bounce back. The starting rotation has been basically very good, a lot better than I thought it would be. They can't hit the baseball. I don't know that Nick Gonzalez has figured it out, but he's hot right now.
Right.
So give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Ji-Won Bae is frankly a good Major League Baseball player, but he's hot right now. Get him up. And Yasmani Grandal is a guy who's hit had multiple seasons, four or five of them, in fact, where he's hit 20 home runs before. Like, I'd at least like to see what he can do.
You say stop the bleeding. I feel like they need to not just stop the bleeding by the performance on the field, but stop the bleeding of the engagement of people, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I see them doing that is bringing up Paul Skeens as fast as possible, even though you didn't want to. We talked about this. Like, do you want to bring up Paul Skeens whenever they're, you know, in a rut and hopefully he can get them out? Probably not. You don't want to put that pressure on him. You probably wanted to bring him up whenever you're playing, you know, even baseball. But it is what it is at this point. You got to keep people engaged because you're getting to a point where it's, like, almost unwatchable.
I know.
It is. Like two hits, two ground ball hits against, like, a guy that you said had a 7-what ERA?
7.06,
like,
yeah.
And it's Oakland A. There's 3,500 people there. Yeah. You can't get more than two hits. You got to keep people engaged. And the only way I see them doing that right now, you could stop the bleeding. I agree with you, but there's a bigger problem. You need to try to fix that bigger problem, but at the same time, you need to keep people engaged, which is bringing up your 1-1 prospect.
I'm not optimistic right now that he's going to come up and help them significantly at all. It doesn't mean Doesn't mean you don't bring him up.
Doesn't matter. He's there.
I'm with you.
People are going to want to see him play.
I'm with you. Get him up here ASAP, yep. But I could see him going out there with a nice shiny 2.8 ERA and wind up going like 3-11 because they can't hit. And I did not see this coming. And maybe that's shame on me. And again, there's still 132 games to go. I understand that. But I thought they would hit. They are talented enough to hit. It's not a perfect lineup. No one was saying this was the 27 Yankees. No one's saying it's the 2014 Yankees. And we just saw what they did, by the way, to Milwaukee. Milwaukee's pitching staff is all banged up. Pirates could only muster a split against them at home. They give up 15 runs in back-to-back games to the Yankees because that's what good lineups do to beleaguered and battered pitching staffs. The Pirates weren't going to be that team, but I thought that they'd be a good hitting baseball team. O'Neill Cruz was hitting taters in spring training. Henry Davis was hitting taters in spring training.
Sawinski.
Jack Sawinski hit 26 bombs last year. You would expect a reasonable facsimile of that guy to show up. You're paying Brian Reynolds $100 million. There's four guys right there that should be able to carry a lineup for a week or two at a time. At least one of those guys. Keep Brian Hayes. There's five guys right there that are talented enough that this team should be scoring runs. And shoot, man, they are talented enough with just those five guys that they should be able to muster more than two hits against this horrific Oakland A's pitcher and pitching staff. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. And I don't want to be low-hanging fruit guy. I don't want to be lowest common denominator guy. But when everyone is struggling, I put that on the hitting coach. And so that doesn't mean that Nick Gonzalez, if he were to come up, and Ji-Won Bae, if he were to come up, and Yasmani Grandal, if he were to come up, they don't fall right in line, and they're getting coached by Andy Haynes, and all of a sudden they start sucking. It could happen. I'm just trying to catch lightning in a bottle here and doing something to punch this thing forward. As for Skeens, your point, he's going to pitch tonight. That would have him on schedule to pitch again on the 5th, and then the Pirates open up a homestand against the Chicago Cubs on May 10th. Dan Zangrilli has had that date circled for a long time. We trust Dan. He's not a hot take guy. He's just a smart, pragmatic man. I think that's when Paul Skeens is going to make his debut.
I agree.
And that'll pack the ballpark, and that'll get a buzz going. And maybe that buzz can filter its way into the baseball team and create a good feeling and excitement so they can have fun again.
Yes.
Like Martin Perez not that long ago said, I don't like our body language. All right, maybe that would jolt them. But that makes a ton of sense to me is to get Skeens up on the 10th. and have him be here for the rest of the season. But I could see him going out just like Jared Jones. Jared Jones is what? On the season now. He is 2-3. He's been unbelievably good. He's 2-3 because they can't hit for him.
Because they can't hit. Yep.
It's disastrous.